Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
We spend the first part of our lives rebelling against them and vowing never to turn into them. But if you don't recognise any of the celebs your children watch on TV and you've started taking a keener interest in the weather, particularly on a good day for drying, then you may be turning into at least one of your parents. Well, Kate De Mulder is a freelance journalist, and Pat Fitzpatrick, who you might know from Twitter as Reggie Blackrock Road, have both written about this issue, and they join me on the line now. Kate and Pat, you're very welcome indeed. Pat, I'm going to start with you. Was there a moment when you thought, I'm turning into my father?
I think, do you know what it is, actually, Claire? It's when my son, I said good man to my son for the first time. And it was a kind of a phrase that, you know, my father would have said it all the time, obviously, although I probably didn't hear it at the time. But you know, I would have kind of rejected that as being a kind of a country old fashioned kind of way of speaking, and I'm kind of never going to say that. And now instinctively I find myself saying good man and even good girl to my daughter.
So it was like kind that. Of, it was naff when you heard your father saying it, now it's grand when you're saying it.
Precisely. Yes, exactly. Yeah, but and you know, I'm sure my kids, hopefully, I'm not sure if they'll ever go through that, but I'm sure they're probably giggling about me going around good man, because it's just, you know, you feel like it's old and something like that. But actually, it's the right thing to say. And, you know, there's a kind of a lot of affection. And so that was my moment anyway.
And Kate, what about you? Did you have a moment where you did something straight out of your mother's playbook?
100%. So I think for myself and my friends, I'm 28 just for context. I started when we saw young girls on nights out in outfits and kind of thought, are they not freezing? And then, as I said in the article, it kind of happens once and then it happens continuously, that you kind of tell yourself not to order a takeaway because there's food at home, arrive to the airport 3 hours early, have a press under the sink full of plastic bags, and then all of a sudden you turn around and it's happened. You're falling asleep at the Lake Lace on Friday night and you're in the thick of it.
I can't believe all of this is happening to you at the age of 28. I mean, come on.
I know, it's tragic, isn't it? But I think the pandemic kind of exacerbated it, that we were all indoors and we all kind of got a bit fond of feeling a bit retired. And it's all happened at once.
What about the spaghetti bolognese splash on the skirting board?
Oh, it's shocking, isn't it? Like, I remember my mum and her sisters talking about skirting boards and they had such a laugh when the article came out, but I always thought they were joking with each other. But no, no, skirting boards are very much in place in my life now, clean ones at that.
But you were coming up with natural home remedies to clean the red mark off the skirting board.
This is it. Like, I eschewed different narratives and went for the natural route, as my parents would have done as well. And like, it's funny, like, I do all the cleaning things that my mum would have done now, like find great comfort in like getting a stain out of my jeans or staying away from certain flowers lest the pollen comes on top of me. Like, it's tragic.
What's the skirting board secret?
The skirting board secret, I think, get to it when it's wet is the only way, Claire. That's according to my mum now.
Yeah.
But other than that, maybe eat your dinner over the sink. I don't know.
And a bit of baking soda.
Yeah, that's it.
Pat, coming back to good man, the thing that you say to your son that your father would have said to you, do you think there's an inevitability that we will, no matter how much we try, we will rear our children in the way that we were brought up?
The thing that struck me is you don't realise how much you're watching your parents. And it's kind of, it was an eye-opener for me that, for instance, I've now started to sit the way my dad used to sit, with my legs crossed and my hands not quite in prayer, but the way I kind of hold myself, say, if I'm watching the television. I think it's one thing with a parent, you kind of realize they're watching you all the time, because I was obviously watching my parents all the time, and I wasn't just learning language and walking, learning how to behave as a parent. So there is an inevitability, and you might try and rebel about it and escape that, like, you might kind of think, oh, scouting work stuff and all that. But then you kind of get into the real life practicality of being a parent. You kind of go, what do I know? Well, I know what my parents did.
Yeah.
My dad's other thing actually was muttering at the radio. I remember muttering at the television. It would have been Today Tonight probably in the 80s now, when there was no shortage of things to mutter at. But now I find myself, I'd mutter at you the odd time, Claire, very supportively now, right? Yeah, but supportively now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I found myself now like that out of the radio on the background. I'd be walking, ah, for God's sake. You know, and it's kind of like, I don't even know why I said it. It kind of, it's like he's inside me still going, ah, for God's sake. Muttering about stuff. The budget now, he'd be driven crazy. Oh, for God's sake.
You'll be having a good mutter now at 1 o'clock today. Kate, there's good science behind this. I know you've done the research, haven't you? Like, we're laying the foundations down for who we're going to be when we're very, very young and we're watching our parents.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's almost hard to escape. And even saying that, it sounds like a bad thing. Like, I'm very glad I have all the practicalities my mother has handed down to me. But yeah, of course, like, it's the whole nature versus nurture thing. Like, you do look at your parents and you act the way they are. And it seems to, like, transcend class a bit in Ireland, that we're all kind of brought up in very similar ways. And because it's such a small country and there's so few of us, that we kind of all have the same habits, don't we? So I think it's something that we all kind of get stuck into, and we're all kind of, it happens quite quickly for all of us, where we start getting excited about buying a decent Hoover and then it's all done.
Mm-hmm. And there's a default setting to all of this, and I know there's research which you've written about too. There's a specific age when we start to turn into our parents.
Yes, so apparently for women it's 31 and for men it's 33. So I'm a bit early, but as I said, I think the pandemic has exacerbated it on. But yeah, 31st and 33rd birthday is time to take a big good look at ourselves.
And Pat, we spoke about muttering. What about cluttering
around the house? I think that's going to be, yeah, I know I was asked about, like, what will be the thing that we're complaining about, or that our kids will, you know, think was funny. At the moment, our house is just clutter. It's, you know, we never had stuff growing up. Like, you'd get stuff at Christmas and maybe, you know, Halloween, but there never was any clutter around the house. But now, with just the plastic and cheap dinosaurs and stuff like that, and I think that's going to be the big change for that generation. I think they're going to be much more mindful of the environment and things like that. I think we're going to see less clutter, and they're going to be mocking us for going, for God's sake, would you clean up that clutter? And that's going to be the thing they're going to, because I think everything's probably going to be that more digital when they're growing up. Mm. And they're going to look back and kind of, I think, you know, I know we're already being mocked. Like, they're mocking us already. I'm already using my mother's phrase, you'll be old yourself someday, which was her defence mechanism. But I think they'll mock us for complaining about clutter.
The other, I mean, I suppose you learn to empathise with your parents a little bit. Like, you go from their rebelling stage, never want to be like them, to then when you have children, you realise the sacrifices that they made. So you start to empathise with where they were coming from a little bit, which leads you to identify with them, Pat.
Well, I'll never forget, I'd say probably 3 o'clock in the morning, walking around my son on my shoulders. He had a bit of colic or whatever when he was small. And I was kind of thinking, I felt like ringing my mother and kind of apologising to her. And kind of going, God, you went through all of this and you still talk to me. I didn't do it because she'd think I was probably drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning with my son, you know. So I stayed away from it. That was the kind of the moment we started to say, they did all this. And they never really kicked up a fuss, and you know, in a way, we probably won't kick up a fuss about it either.
Yeah.
But I think it's when the kids are young, particularly, and you have to do much more for them, you then realise exactly how much your own parents did for you, you know. And mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of empathy in that, definitely.
And Kate, you've given us a good rundown now of the things that you've started doing, but going back to what you said there about the takeaway, not ordering a takeaway because there's perfectly good food at home. If you did order a takeaway, though, you'd be holding on to the containers that the food came in.
Oh, 100%. And getting annoyed if someone puts them back in incorrect order. Oh, I have hundreds of takeaway containers in the press ready to come out if I ever am baking something. Which, even saying out loud, is so tragic. I know. Friends of mine the other day, my mum was laughing at me. Friends of mine the other day asked me, would I be free to meet them for dinner at 9 o'clock? And I texted back, 9!
It's a bit too late for you, was it, Kate?
A bit too late. I know. It's so bad. I need to get a good hard look at myself.
We're getting some lovely messages in on this. This one, the day you put aside a thin strip of wood because it will be a good thing for stirring paint is the day that you have become your father. Isn't that so true?
So true.
Becoming like our parents can be such a joyous thing too. My husband died at a young age and my son was only 6. But as he has grown, he's taken on his dad's personality and traits. It brings me much joy to see it. It's all in the genes. And I think we all watch out for that, don't we? We watch out for signs of our parents in our children, Pat.
We do, but you know, I actually remember when I wrote about this, and it was something I mentioned, toxic masculinity, that, you know, you're saying there it's all in the genes, which is true, but also, you know, it's all in the example. Because I look back, even the way my father would greet people and talk to people, and, you know, there's a reason that society is fairly civil. It's because we learn that from our parents. Most people are decent. And I can relate, that's what he was teaching as well, you know, that you kind of, you're watching how they interact with people all the time to learn how you should interact with people when you're growing up. And I found, actually, it kind of smoothed the way. He was always very kind of peaceful, kind of calm person who could deal with people easily. And it's a great help to, I'm not sure I am, but I think I learned enough of it to kind of spoof my way through it. That's the most important thing, that you're passing on the example, whether it's in the genes or not.
Well, listen, thank you both very much indeed. As Claire in Dublin says, being unable to let a good drying day pass is another one that we're likely to have inherited. Kate and Pat, thank you so much. Let's take a quick break before the news.